We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. While most of Capitol Hill on Wednesday was consumed with the House debate over the economic stimulus package, former Vice President Al Gore was testifying before the Senate on Wednesday about what he sees as the urgent need to take decisive action on the issue of global climate change. The new president, Barack Obama, of course, has talked about taking a drastic change in policy on climate change from the previous Bush administration, and now we're seeing that implemented at the State Department level as well. With me now to talk about the steps being taken is Penny Starr, senior staff writer for CNSNews.com. And Penny, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
One of the things we're seeing is the appointment of a special envoy for climate change. Explain for our audience who this person is and what his track record is.
Well, Todd Stern is who Hillary Clinton picked as her special envoy of climate change, for climate change. And he was in the Clinton administration, has been under Bill Clinton, and has been an environmental activist for many years. He's also a lawyer. And he was involved, in fact, representing the White House when the U.S. was in the international negotiations for the Kyoto Protocol.
And what do we expect this administration to pursue? Are they going to go back and sign on to Kyoto, as the Clinton administration did and the Bush administration, of course, reversed that? Or is there some other agenda at work here?
Well, what happened is the Kyoto Protocol was symbolically signed, actually, by Al Gore in 1998. But the Clinton administration actually never put that legislation through to Congress for ratification, so it was never ratified. And, of course, Bush opposed the Kyoto Protocol because it allowed for so-called developing nations like China and India not to have to reduce their greenhouse gases while requiring very strict emissions controls for the United States and other developed nations. Now, what they're saying, Todd Stern and Hillary Clinton both said in making his announcement and he making his acceptance speech, is that they are eager to sign an international treaty such as the Kyoto Protocol. And in fact, there's already a international climate or environmental conference scheduled for December in Copenhagen, Denmark. And that was spoken about as the first opportunity the United States, the new administration, will have to sign on to that kind of a global environmental pact.
Penny, do you get the sense that this will be a unilateral policy on the part of the new administration, or will they, in contrast to the previous negotiations, demand that all industrialized nations sign on as well?
I don't know about those kinds of details. They really weren't big on specifics. They just said that the United States, it was the time for denying global warming, or what they're now calling climate change, was over, and that Todd Stern promised that it was time that the United States took its rightful seat at the negotiation table, and meaning the international table, to sign some sort of global environmental pact.
Does that suggest to you that they're trying to marginalize folks that haven't exactly bought into the state of the planet right now? Because there are many scientists, many credible scientists, who suggest over the past 10 years the Earth has actually been in a cooling trend.
Well, I'll tell you, it's really interesting, but definitely just having, you'll have to read CNSNews.com tomorrow, because I attended the Al Gore hearing today, or his testimony before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. And this, the new mantra is, to me, it seems to be more global warming than ever, or climate change. They're convinced that they're making it a fact, and the others who don't agree with it are called naysayers, according to the people I've heard talking on Capitol Hill.
Not to jump your story, but what specifically is Gore hoping Congress or this new administration does?
Well, they like I said, I do want you to read my story, but They're saying that the United States has to change its ways and reduce its greenhouse gas emissions and be part of a global pact to do so.
Well, Penny, this is an issue that has flown under the radar over the past several months, especially due to all the attention on the economy and the latest developments in the war on terror. But we thank you very much for being with us today, and we'll certainly be looking at CNSNews.com tomorrow for your coverage of the Al Gore testimony on Capitol Hill. Thanks again for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Penny Starr is a senior staff writer for CNSNews.com. Her online piece, looking at the new climate change guru from the State Department's perspective, can be found at the site as we speak. And again, check out the site on Thursday for her coverage of Al Gore's appearance today before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of the Radio America Network. Many thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. And a reminder to all of you to please check us out online. All the best interviews and news items, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us, and please join me tomorrow at this time for Dateline Washington.